Okay,
Can I switch it off your phone?
No, leave on, it's hot, yeah, okay, so now, says the, okay, but, all right, look, we'll just, we'll spend a few minutes on this, let's just be fair to the Olam, right, yeah, the first Tosva says, Shlaim Roch and Metalis, Aydi da Ayriba goes of Basra, Machlokes Nasoris and Naga, Machlokes Nasoris, Naga Vabalabais, the Katani Bamatsar Hare Elu Shelo, Rubakashil Hare Elu Shel Balabais, Tani Hachanami Dine Chalukot. Right, so basically Tosva is asking, why is it that Baba Matsia comes after Baba Basra? So he said, because at the end of it says at the end of Baba Kama, Baba Machlokes over there, the Gemara is talking about if you give wood to a nagar, right, to make you an aron, and there's bits of wood left over. So how do you split them? Basically, the Gemara says that basically, if it was if there were big pieces of wood cut off, so then the balabais gets those because that's the das, right? That's the das. I'll das cane that. I get the wood back. It's valuable, but stuff that was basically sanded is like small chips, right? Hari Elu Shelo, right? So, yeah. But Matzad means it was like sanded, Hari Elu Shelo. But Kashil, it means like a more of a hacking instrument. So there's big pieces of wood. Hari Elu Shelo Balabai, or saw maybe, yeah? Okay, so Tani Hachanami Dili Chalukot. So it says that the reason is because we're basically here, the beginning of our Mishnah is Yachloku, right? And there is also Yachloku. Okay. Va'afogav, right? Va'afogav. The betray Masechta ain't Seyde La Mishnah. Frick Tois verse, aye, but in Masechta there's no Seyde La Mishnah. Right, so why am I wasting your time telling you Shtikul Torah on why Bava Metzia comes after Bava Kama? Let's just get straight to the Tosfot Yachloku. Right, there's no Seder in the Mishnah. There's need to be a Seder. Says the Gemara. Says Savika Lamanda Amar Kula Nazikin Lav Chad Masechtahu, and there are those that say that Nazikin is not one Masechta. That's a Machloket also in Bava Kama, whether Nazikin is one big Masechta, it was split. As I said, just so you could have some siyumim in the middle, because a 300 daf masechta is just too daunting. So fine. So there's a mandam. So according to that mandam, that's one masechta. So then the kash is obviously good because it was still in the same masechta. For sure, there's a seder to the Mishnah, right? But according to the mandam, that it's not one masechta. So then, fine. So now, I there's no seyd in the Mishnah. Hani mili le'inyan machloket v'achakach stam, l'fisher Rebbe, lo haya lomed k'seyde, ele k'moshia chafetzim ha'talmidim. That means that there's no seyd in the Mishnah in terms of psak, of stam v'achakach machlokes, because the way Rebbe learned the Masechtas in the Yeshiva was not k'seyde, it was l'fi the ratzon of the Talmidim. Right? So that means they could have learned Bava Metzia, and then they could have learned Yevamot, like we do nowadays. You know, there was a cycle, the cycle of Rebbe, which was the whole Shisha Sidre Mishnah, right? But, right, it was not necessarily in order. So you can't be Madaik in terms of Stam V'achakach Machloket. Oh, you see, Rebbe had a Stam over there, and then a Machloket, so Ein Halacha Kestam. But you know, in Shabbat, in Brachot, he had a Machloket, and then in Shabbat, it was a Stam, so Machloket V'achat Stam, Halachat Stam. Right? This you can't make Diyukim. Because when Rebbe was going through each Masechet and learning it with the Talmidim and compiling the Mishnah, he wasn't doing them in order, right? There was no order to how he was doing. But once he had his Shisha Sidre, after they all learned it, right? When he brought them all together and he put all the masechtas that, you know, Brachot, you know, Maaseh Sheni, all the rest of it, right? Shabbat, Eruvin, Ala Seyde Chibram. So obviously there was a reason why Rebbe decided, right, that it'll be Psachim, and then after Psachim Shkalim, and then it'll be Ta'anit and Megillah, and then more. There was a reason why he picked each masechta like that. And Kashar Ala Seyde Chibram. Because the Daik Bereish Perik Masechet Shavuot. Okay, now, right, so that's what it says. You see in the Gemarot that we are looking for a a kesher, right, between each masechet, because that Rebbe did decide when he was putting the masechetot together, right, in the Shisha Sidre, why each masechet will come after the previous one. But in terms of psak, right, stam v'achar chamochet, you can't. Okay, fine. So there was an akuta here that we wanted to bring out, which is that the Ramban and the Rashba, they say that they ask, why does Bava Metzia come after Bava Kama? Right, is because they say something else. They don't bring this case of the chalukot, right, of splitting the woods. Right, they talk about a case over there where, let's say, if I go to Joe Schmo's house and I recognize that, you know, he's that, oh, that's my computer. So what's that doing there? Right, and then there's a shmua, right, in the city that Joe Schmo's been sticking his sticky fingers in other people's property. Right, yeah. So then I'm allowed to make a shvua in the Bet Din. And I will take, right, a shvua and take the my computer back, right? Yeah, okay. So that means that if I recognize the property as mine, and there's a kol in the id that he's a ganav, right? So I'm allowed to make a shvua and take the money. So now, says the Rashba and the Ramban. That's why Bava Kama comes. Bava Metzia comes after Bava Kama, because the end of Bava Kama was dealing with a Shvuas Hanoitlin, right? And over here we also have a Shvuas Hanoitlin, because here you say Yachloku, right? Here you say Yachloku and Ubushvua, right? He makes a Shvua and then he gets to keep half of the Talit, right? He gets to keep half of the Talit, right? Rashi also says, if you look at the first Rashi, Rashi says Eino Neman Ze Litol Bushvua. Sounds like it's a Shvuas Hanoitlin, according to Rashi as well. Right? Yeah? Maybe. Yeah? Right? Okay. So now, there is a deal in the Achronim. There could be Shvuas Haniftarim. It could be a Shvuas Haniftarim. So now, what's a Shvuas Haniftarim? A Shvuas Haniftarim, well, we will see a Shvuas Haniftarim in this Masechta. One of the classic cases of that is Modi B'Mitzat, right? Yeah? Which is, it's a Shvuas Haniftarim, which means that if I'm the Muchzak on my money, right? Mana lecha biyadi, right? Ein li chayv lecha ela chamishim zuz, right? So that chamishim zuz is my muchzakas right now. So now, what does the Torah say? I have to make a shvua, and if I don't make a shvua, I have to give the money, right? Yeah, I have to give up the money, right? Okay. So now, that's called the shvus haniftorim, right? I'm puttering myself from having to pay. Shvus anoitin is that the shvua allows me to take somebody else's money. Right. I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. The nafkamina is like this: with a shvus aniftarin, right? A shvus aniftarin, apart from moed v'miksas is different because it's a daraisa, right? Yeah. But with a shvus aniftarin, what happens if he is if he refuses to make the shvur? Let's say you have a shvus aniftarin midrabanon. What happens if he refuses to make the shvur? Right. So the din is. Mashamtinan lei, we put him in Chayrim, right? But he gets to keep the money. He's the muchzak. And what's mechavera lavarai? The chachamim require a shvua, right? Midirabanan of shvua saniftori, right? Yeah. And Mamela, if he doesn't do it, the basin don't have a right to take the money from him. But the mashamtinan lei. However, if it's a shvua sanoitlin, right, that means that he's not a muchzak in the money, right? So if he doesn't make the shvua, so then he can't take the money. He doesn't have a right to the money, right? That's enough, Kamina. So what happens in the shvua of our Mishnah? Is our shvua Mishnah a shvua hanoitlin or a shvua saniftarin? So you see in the Rashi and the Rashba and the Ramban, they learn that our Mishnah is a shvua haniftarin. Right, they learn that our mission is a shvus haniftarin, and that's why Bava Kama comes after Bava Metzia. But what? It is a shvus haniftarin according to them. What did I say? Shvus haniftarin. I meant shvus haniftarin. Sorry, apologies. Right, they learn it's a shvus haniftarin. Right, and that's why. Sorry, Bilbalti. Right, yeah. They learn it's a shvus anoitin. The end of Bava Kama was a shvus anoitin. This is also a shvus anoitin. That's why one comes after the other. Right, yeah. That's mafurish in the Ramban. So now if you look at Tosfos on Daf Ches, right? I don't want to. I'm not going to get too much into it. But if you look at Tosfos on Daf Zayin, Dira Maslo Mochi. So the Achronim bring a riot. There's a riot from there. We'll see the Tosfos that Tosfos learned. The Chora, that our Mishnah is actually a Shvuas Haniftarin. It's not a Shvuas Anoitlin, right? Yeah? Okay, so Amela, there's a cheshbon over here. Why did Tosfos say there's a different reason why Bava Kama comes after Bava Metzia? Right, he says it because we're dealing with dine chalukot. Right, it's because he holds that our Mishnah is a shrus and iftarim. Obviously, he can't say like the Ramban, so he has to say this shtickle Torah. There's the dine chalukot. Mashain came the Ramban and the Rashba that they learned that our Mishnah is a shrus and iftarim. So Amela, that's the kesha that they can make between Bava Kama and Bava Metzia. Okay, right. Huh? I don't know, but no, it's just it comes out of cheshbon l'shitasam. It's a cheshbon l'shitasam, right? Okay.
Huh?
So how does
this what's
being a
shuras
l'tarim? What?
How do we explain shuras
l'tarim? What do you mean? It's a machloikis. Oh, you're saying it could be there'll be a l'shitasam. We'll have to see when we get to Dav Zayin, right? That why Tosfos learns that it's a shuras and iftarim, right? But it's a bit of a complicated cheshbon in the Gemara. That's why I don't want to focus too much on it right now. But the Metzias is that that's how Tosfos learns. The Gra points out over there, the Hagasa Gra, that the Rambam learns. Andrus as well, the Rambam says Behedya. The Rambam, when he's giving the Klalim of Shavuos HaNoitelin, he uses our Mishnah as the, you know, as case in point, right? Yeah? Right? So, but the Gra points out over there that Tosfos learns Andrus. Right, why does Tosfos learn it? That's what Svi's asking. We'll have to see when we get to Daf Zayin, right? But the Maisa Tosfos learns that. Mimela, it's Matim with the Cheshman. Okay, fine. It is. It's on the wood. Who gets this bit of wood? Who gets that bit of wood? Right, fine. You're right. It's a different type. It's not exactly that you're just splitting it down the middle, but it's Dine Chalukot, right? Yeah, okay, fine. Now, let's get to the Tosfos now, right? The Tosfos. We said, this is a major sugya now, right? Okay. The Mishnah says Yachloku. And we explained in the previous Chabura that not all Chalukas are equal. Not all Chalukas are equal. What is the basis of the Chalukah of our Mishnah? So we'll see that there's a three-way Machlokas in the Rishonim, at least on this. All right, okay? And we'll start with Tosfos. Tosfos asks, Tema, the Mishnah Ahida Arba, the Amakol Alim Gva. Now, the question in Tosfos is a very, very simple question. Which is here we're dealing with mammon that is in Suffolk, and it's Suffolk al pi ta'anoseihem, right? In other words, we'll see this later. Tosfos will mention this later, right? You can have different types of sveikas in mammon. The case of sumchus, which we said shor shenagach hasapara, right, is a Suffolk. It's got what Tosfos calls a drara demamoina, which is it means a Suffolk that is not built on the tainas, right? It's you come to the thing, we don't know whether the Vlad died before or after the goring. It's be'etzem a suffik, right? Yeah. Here, what is the thing that's being ma'or of the suffik? The thing that's being ma'or of the suffik is the fact that with this guy says kula shali, and this guy says kula shali. If they came in and they said, that, oh, look, they're both holding a talis, we would have no problem assuming that maybe they should fit him in the talis, right? It's because, no, ani metzatia, va'ani metzatia, ve'kula shali, that's what's being ma'or of the suffik over here. So this is a suffik al pi ta'anoseihem, right? The tainas, the ta'an v'nitan is what's causing the suffik over here. Tosfos asks, there is another case in Bava Basra where it's a suffik al pi ta'anoseihem, which is the case of Arbe. They're basically fighting over a boat. Whose yacht is it? Is it my yacht? Is it your yacht? Whose Sfina is it? And basically the Gemara says a different psak over there. There's cheshbonis in the Gemara. You saw the Gemara. I'm not going to go, I don't want to read the Gemara now, right? Yeah, but we're going to see the Gemara when we learn Tosfos over there. But there's a cheshbon in the Gemara if we say mafkina, and are we tofis, are we mafkid? But it's clear in the Gemara that the etzem psak of the of how you solve this issue of this suffix is called the alim gvar, right? Which is, whoever is alim, whoever is stronger, he should win. Right, the Rishonim say that means it means literally fight it out, right? You know, cage match, right? Or with riots, right? Or with riots.
Lo pashut.
We'll see. But it means all with riots, right? Or just, you know, fight it out between you, right? Yeah. Fight it out between you. So the question in Tosfos is, what's the difference? Ma hevdel? Why in the case of Arbe is it called Alim Gvar? They're both Mamon Hamutah B'Safek Al Pita and Oseihem, right? And why over here is it Yachloku? Why? What's the difference? What's the Klal? Right? Yeah, okay? So now, says Tosfos, Ma'ahi Ve'arda Amim called Alim Gvar, Gabi B'Cheskos Abatim, Ve'yesh Lama, says Tosfos, Do'oichzim Shaini, Da'chashiv Ki'ilu Kol Echad Yesh Lo, Be'vadai HaChetzi. The Anan Sahadi, the Maida Tafis Haidi Dehu. Right? Now, says Tosfos, oichzin is different. Because when they're oiches, they're muchzakim. And when they're muchzakim, anan sahadi demayda tafis haidi dehu. Tosfos says, when we see people holding, when someone is a muchzak, we have an anan sahadi which says that which he's holding is his. So Mimela, because we have two muchzakim over here, we must split, right? We have to split it over here. In the case, Tosfos will come back to this later, right? In the case of Kol Da'alimva, the etzem answer to the question is, what's the difference? By Kol Da'alimva, no one's muchzak. Right, the boat's on the pier. Right, no one's holding on to it, no one's grabbing onto anything. They're just arguing. Right, is it mine? Is it yours? It's my boat. It's his. Yeah, whatever. Right, yeah. So then, no one's a muchzak. So the answer is the pesak is called alingva. Right, but over here, when someone is a muchzak, we have an anan sahadi demayta tafis haidi dehu. Right. So now, because they both have this, they are muchzakim. They both have this this anan sahadi. Right, that says that it's theirs, so we split. We must split. Right, that's what we have to do. Right, okay. Right, that is what Tosfos says is the difference. Okay, Barul. Good. Says, let's read now. Now. Okay, let's go to the next line. We'll come back. We have to dig into what Tosfos wants over here. Right now. Says Tosfos, ask Tosfos a kasha over here. V'chein b'mana shlishi d'v'dami b'gemara l'talis chashiv ha'hu sh'anifkad tofes b'cheskat shneihem ki'ilu hem atzman muchzakim bo. Now, Tosfos immediately asks a question on himself. The Gemara on Daf Gimel brings the case of mana shlishi, which basically, Reuven is mafkid £100 into the bank, right? The Shimon is mafkid £200 right into the bank, and then there's a machloket on that third money. There's a machloket on that third money, right? Yeah, okay. Now, the machloket is with Yossi on and the Chacham what we do, right? But lechol hadayis, that mana shlishi, that third hundred that is in Suffolk, the Gemara compares it. It says the same thing as talis. Right. So now, ask Tosfos over here, why? Why does the Gemara over there compare the mana shlishi to talis? I've just told you that the only reason why you have yachlok is because they're both muvzakim. Here they're not holding it. It's in a third party. It's by a third party. So why over there do we compare that to talis? The din should be called alim gva. Right. Says Tosfos, no. Right. Why? This third party, because he's holding it becheskat shneim, and it's as if they are both muchzak in it. Right? That's what Tosfos says. So in other words, the answer that Tosfos says by mana shlishi, they're also muchzakim. That's why the Gemara compares it to the case of talis. Right. So it's not a kasha, okay? So, where are we holding in Tosfos right now? Tosfos says the reason why we say yachloku in our Mishnah, we don't say kol da'alim gva, is because when you're muhzuk, the muhzuk creates, anyone that's a muhzuk, there's an anan sahadi, that which he's holding is his, and we have to split. I'm on a shlishi, there's also muhzukas, right? They're also both muhzukim because the third party is holding for both of them, right? Okay? Now, right? It's a very basic question on this. There's a very basic question on what Tosfos is saying over here, right? How can you say that they're both muchzak in the case of mana shlishi, right? Say, because they're both holding on to it? It's not true. They're not both holding on to it, right? The nifgad is holding on to it. And who's he holding it on to for? He's holding it on to for whoever it really is. We just don't know who that is. Right. Wait. Let's unpack the question. Right. In other words, again, we want to say that the reason why you make a chalukah is because, right, when they're both holding it, they're muchzakim. They now have a tefisa. They have a tefisa on the thing. Right. And we made it, that creates an alan sahadi. They're both muchzakim now, and therefore we have to split. Right. In the case over here, in the case of mana shlishi, are they both holding on to it? is the guy himself holding onto it for both of them. He's not holding onto it for both of them. He's holding onto it for one of them. One guy has no tvisa on that mana shlishi. He has no tvisa on the mana shlishi. He's holding it for one of them. We just happen to not know who that one is, right? But why does that make the other person also that he's like a muhzik in the 100, right? Yeah, you hear the question. Kacha shoel chidushei haran, right? The Ran asks this question, right? Okay? Yeah. How can we say, he has a whole massive arichas, right? Yeah, and he's obviously dealing with the same things as Tosfos. And one of the things that he asks at the end of like the second paragraph there, right, is how can we say by mana shlishi that they're both muhzakim? The person that's holding him is not holding it for both of them. He's not holding it for... If he was taka holding it for both of them, right? Ani mevin, right? They're both muhzakim. I don't know. In other words, the Ran doesn't have a problem with saying that a third party can hold it for you and that makes you muhzak. Your money that's in the bank, for sure you're muhzak on that money, right? Yeah? It's in your account. It's in your name, right? Yeah? You're muhzak. But this guy, he's not holding it for both of them. He's not, right? He's holding it for one of them. We've just lost the records and we don't know who that one is. So how can you say that they're both muhzak over here? They're not both muhzak. Right. Yeah? Yeah? Here? Yeah. As I think they're wrong.
Does it make enough comment how they deposited the money
with him? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. Right? Yeah? So now, says the Ran, are you sorry? Right, to answer this question. Very good schmuck of what he says. Right. The Ran says that they are called both muhzakim. Because what is, and again, this is why I like this, because this gets us into a little bit the kishkas of what is muhzakus. Yeah, what creates a muhzakus? Yeah? What's pshat in muhzakus? Is muhzakus mean that it's like a GPS thing? Is it in my pocket or is it in your pocket and that's it? No. It's not just about location, right? Who's holding it? It's an issue of shlita, of bailus, right? Who's in control of the money? That's what muhzakus is. Muhzakus is that if I see that it's in your... When I see that it's in your pocket, that means that you got the money, right? You can decide to spend it. You can decide to put it in your bank. You're the shoylet on this money. You are the one that is deciding the destiny of this money. That's what creates a muhzakus. Muhzakus is created by shlita and bailus. And when I say bailus, I don't mean... I don't mean like technical bailus. I mean bailus is in betzura aktivi. Yeah, right? That means that I can do what I want with this money. Right? That's what creates muhzakus. When I see that you are in control, you're the one that is deciding what happens with this money. Ah, tireh, yesh lecha bechuzik et hakesef hazeh. You're the one that is holding on. You have a chazaka. You are controlling. Ata chazak ala kesef hazeh. Right? And memela, that shows me that it's yours. Right? Yeah? Right? That's what creates muhzakus. Now, yeah? Why is it, says the Ran, when it's in a third party, that it's called that the original owner is a muhzak on the money? Why? What's the lomdus in there? The lomdus is because the third party is mishuabad to the commands of the owner. Your bank can't just go and spend your money. Right? That's why, you know, they do go and just spend your money. But they make you make a V, you know, that we can do what you want, right, yeah? And that's why you officially get interest, you know, whether they're straight or not, right, yeah? But they need your haskama. They're meshubbat to you. It's your money, right? So, says the Ran, when the money is in the third party, you're still the shoylet on the money because he can't do anything without you. So that means that you have a chazaka on the money. You're still controlling the money. Right? Yeah? Okay? Are we clear? Till now it's clear? Wait. I'm not going to put emtza binyan. Are we clear to on these 2 points? Do I have a question on these 2 points?
It's just munaf. It's not like he can do anything, but if I want him to spend the money...
Yeah, it means forget the case of mana shlishi now. If I deposit my money by Alon, right? Yeah? So now... He can't just go and spend the money. He can't release it. He can't give it to anyone. If I say to Alan, please release the money. Please give the money to him. Please, so then he'll listen to me. But he can't just do what he wants.
Wait.
Let's understand the principle. Do you understand the principle? All right, is it clear? That's why the Ran says, when you're in a third party, you are still called a muhzak. Now, says the Ran, let's analyze in the case of mana shlishi. Right? If this nifkad wants to do anything with this money, how can anything happen to this money? Says the Ran, the only way anything will ever happen to this money is behaskomas shnehem. If this money is ever to be released, if this money is ever to be spent, he's going to need shtei chatimot. Like what happened to me when I was on holiday, right? Me and Rabbi Yitzi and a few of us, we founded the shul, Minyan Avreichim in Hanof, right? And we opened a bank account, and because it's a bank account on a charity, on an amuta, right? So where every check you need two signatures, right? So I'm still one of the signatories on the thing. So the other gabbai, when we were in the house, he had to bring 5 blank checkbooks, and I sat down, right, in the park, signing checks, right, like this, so that if they need to spend the money, right? If they need to spend the money, so then they have my signature already. I don't know if I should put that on tape, yeah, but like Lamai said, that's what I did, right? And niskamti kol ma shehem rotzim lasod im hakesef sheyasu, right? Because they need the haskama of me, right? And my friend, right? Because this is kesef, so that means that ani shoret ala kesef shama, right? Says the Ran, the suffix now is puts us in a situation that the only way this kesef, the bailus on this kesef, the only way this kesef can move, anything can happen to this kesef, is now behaskamas shnehem, right? You need both of them to be maskim for anything to happen with this kesef. That means that befo'al, in metzias, in actuality, they both now have shlita and bailus on the kesef. They're both mukhzakim. Right? Yeah?
You can see that it's a
mazal,
so
it's
not they both have independent
results.
What do you mean? We're both considered mukhzakim on the money.
Because they both have a joint shlita on the money.
Individually they're useless.
They have a joint shlita on the money, right? Their shlita is by definition now joint, right? So it says the Ran that they're both called mukhzakim. That's a yesod, Rabbi Yisai, right? It's a chiddush that the Ran is saying, right?
I can't withdraw my 200 without the other guy.
No, the 100. The last 100. The one you can. But you're right, you can't withdraw that. Lemaisa, even if klapei shmaya, it's actually yours. You can't withdraw it. It's frozen. If you say, Habibi, you know what? We're arguing about this. Let's withdraw it together, buy some cigars, and have a good evening. If you both agree, let's end it, right? So then the money will move. So Lamaisa, you're both mukhzakim on the money. Lamaisa, the shlita is on. It's from both of you. And that's what mukhzakus is, says the Ran, right? So Mamela, you're both mukhzakim in the money, right? Says that's the omek over here, right? So in other words, the fact that the Gemara says by Mana Shlishi, it's like Talis. As we can dig out from here, a Yesoid in Mukhzakas over here. Why is that true? How is he Mukhzak on the money? Yeah, he is. Because Mukhzakas is built on bias and control on the money, and Lemaisa, in the situation that they're in, they now, Lemaisa, are both in control of the money, right? Nothing can happen to this money without their Haskama.
It's like Rashi says, Ein lo kach bezei
yosem rit. Ka'enze. Yeah, ka'enze. No? Rabotai.
Same as Rashi?
No. It's the same. It's the same idea, but it's not we're actually not addressing that point now. That's not what he's addressing. He's not talking about Mana Shlishi there.
You can't take up 50 of Mana Shlishi. One guy can't take up 50 of Mana Shlishi, right?
No, for sure not. For sure not.
No.
For sure not. No, my pitom. It's mine. The whole 100 is mine. Lama scheme. No, for sure.
They both have equal control.
What? Why? Huh? That's after the psak. No, that's after the psak. No, wait. By Mana Shlishi. By the Mana Shlishi right now, again, you have to remember that this is all before the psak. The Gemara says, we now look at the Mana Shlishi. What's the thing? They're both mukhzakim. Why? Because, nothing can move it. But exactly like talit, right? No one can use this talit without the other one. So what's the psak going to be? Yachloku, right? Yeah? So like by Mana Shlishi, the psak should be yachloku. Elowa, it's not going to be yachloku because of another reason, right? Yeah? But we first need to get to the stage where we're saying that Mana Shlishi is domet to talit. It's exactly domet to talit, right? Yeah? Now, says the Gemara, Says the Tosfos. Let's go further. V'chein b'mana shlishit, the medarmi b'gemara l'talis, chashiv ha'hi ha'nifkat tofes b'cheskat shneim, kilehem apsma muchzakim ba, l'kach m'shani da'hasam vaday chad minayahu, v'ein ha'chaluk yochol yosemes. And that's why, says Tosfos, the gemara now has to come on to a new reason. They are indeed both muchzakim. And therefore, when the Gemara now says, well, why do you, what's the psak over there? It says, on the mana shlishi, yehemunach achi yavo Eliyahu. Right? Why? Says Tosfos, because the Gemara now has to come on to another reason. Because seeing as the chalukah can no longer be emes, right? We know that chalukah, eni yochola liyod emet. So then we say yehemunach. This is a very, very important point in Tosfos over here. Right? We have to analyze this a little bit right now. So what's Tosfos saying?
Why does Tosfos say ein derech? According to
wait. That's in the next thing. Wait. Bal. That's in the next case. Let's just analyze what Tosfos is saying over here. Right. What is Tosfos saying over here? Tosfos is saying that in Manashik they are muchzakim. Right. They are muchzakim. And again, the muchzakas tells us it's moire. Right. It tells us split. Right. You have something that is actively telling you to split. Right. Now, and that's true in Manashlishi as well. I can't do anything else. I can't do Kol Da'alim Vav or anything else like that, right? I have to split, right? Yeah? Because they're both Muchzakim on the money. So now, and that's why, says Tosfos, that you have to come on to a new Svara, right, to explain what's going on over there, which is that the Chalukah can no longer be Emes. So now, what does that mean? So now, the way Tosfos is looking at this over here is that when I have a Matzav, that I have, that they're both muhzakim, and the muhzakis is telling me split, right? But the dayanim know that that can't be what the din is, right? I have a steerer now with the din over here, right? I have a muhzakis which is telling me ata chayav lachlok, right? But the dayanim know with their second, aval achaluk lo yachulah liot emet, right? So what do I do over here? I know that that can't be right. So now says the Tosfos. Now you can't say Kol Da'alim Gvar or anything else like this. You've got two things clashing over here, right? I've got something which is actively telling me split, right? Yeah, and I've got another. I look at the situation. I know for a fact that this belongs to one of them and not the other, right? So now I have to say Yehei Munach, says Tosfos. Right. So now, in Shnai Mochzim Batali, right, the Chalukah could be MS. I've got something which tells me, look, they're Mochzokim. We have an Anan Sahadi that they own each one, right? That they both own it. Now, about Anan Sahadi, which is telling me, they own half, right? That's what it's doing. Anan Sahadi, show what these Tofes is his. They own half. This is what the Tosfos says. The Muchzakis is telling me that they own half. Could the Chalukah be Emet? Yeah. Could be that they picked it up together. Tachlok. Right? Split. Right? But when I get to Mana Shlishi, I've got the same Anan Sahadi on that Mana Shlishi. It's telling me they own half. Aval ani yodeh shezeh lo nachon. Right? So what do I do? Yehi Munach. Right? That's what Tosfos says. Okay? Right? Now,
why does it matter that the din could be MS or not? Let's say the din wouldn't be MS, but at the end of the day,
but which way? What do you mean? Why does it matter? I'll try and make it. Let's be mamik in Reb Sam's question. Yeah. He's saying like this. He's saying, why is it that there are cases in Yachloku where very good. There are cases that we do Yachloku, and we also know that it's not emet. Which is in some of us we know that Chalukah is not emet, right? And we still do Yachloku, right? Yeah. How do I know that? Because it's true. And second of all, Tosfos says it, but ahead you at the end of the Tosfos, right? So it's Ask Sam Mishnah. Because there's a difference over here. Yeah, there's a difference over here. Right? The difference over here is, again, because this is what Tosfos wants. the reason why we're saying Yachloku, what is the thing that is pushing us to say Yachloku over here? As opposed to, we have another thing at our disposal, called Alim Gvar, or something else, right? Yeah? Is because I'm building the fact that you have a Mukhzaka, which is that Anazari is telling me that you own half of it. But I know that that's not true. That's a problem. In Sumchus, I'm not splitting because I've got something that tells me that it's half. I'm lechatchila saying, ani lo yodea ma'ala sot, posa bo nachlok. Right, but here my whole reason for splitting over here is because I'm using the Mukhzakas to build an Anan Sahadi, which says if you're holding it, it is yours. Right, and I know that that's not true, so I have a stira. Right, so now Shirei Munach. Right, that's the chiluk. Right, okay. Now let's go further. I want us to get further because I really okay whatever. I wanted to go to, open the Rosh. Yeah. Okay. Now, aval oh. So Vaseis says, "Aval talis the ikur emeimatar vayuhu yachloku." V'chein shnai madukim b'shta the madami lekaman lemasnisim mishum. That we compared the masnisim mishum the shnei madukim bo the achaluki yacholu yosemis the efshe shapar lo achetzi. Ubamana ain del sheiknu lo achetzi. Achshu bala chaveroi. Achshu b'yad chavero. Right. So now. So it's over here says the same thing with Shnai Madugim B'Shta. So this is a chiddush over here. This it goes what we say a trot vaita, right? And it's chiddush over here, right? Tosfos over here in the case of Shtar, they're both holding on the Shtar, right? Says Tosfos. Also, they're both called Muchzakim in there because they're both holding on to the Shtar. So they're both Muchzakim in the loan, right? Now you split it over there because a chaluk yecholu liyos ms could be they paid him half, right? Now chiddush. Hagam, that's not what they're tying. Right? That's a big chiddush then.
Right?
Where the shtar? Yeah. One saying he paid me, one saying he didn't pay me. Yeah? Now, that's different. That's different to the case of Talis. He's saying, I found it, I picked it up, kula shiri. It could be that they're both mistaken. Right? Yeah? They could be they're both mistaken, they picked it up together, but he genuinely believes that he picked it up first. But in the loan, yesh por amai. Yeah? It could be they're both lying. Yeah, yeah, but there's at least one Ramai over here, right? For sure, right? Either he paid him back, or he didn't pay him back, or maybe he did pay him half, and they're both lying. Yeah, right.
Doesn't trust him.
Yeah, yeah, no, but the time is someone's lying here. Someone's lying over here.
I picked it up first, but no, he didn't. He picked it up at the same time.
What? Yeah, but no. But it's not that he's a Ramai. It could be that he genuinely believes he picked it up first, right? Yeah. So now. Says Tosfos, even though, so this is a chiddush in Tosfos, that the Muchzakas is so strong, right, it will tell us to split, even though Kafi Detan is an Yodeh Shemishu Mashakir Po. Right, yeah? I know that somebody's lying. But the Muchzakas is telling me, Anan Zahadi Shemad Tafis Bahaydi Deivu Vekilu V'yesh Lo Bevadai HaChetzi. Right? So I split it. As long as it could be true, and Yolechim Zeh. Right, yeah? Even if it's against their Tainas. That's how strong this goes. Right. Okay. Yeah. Now. The point is, I think I'll ask this before. And why does Tosfos say end derech? Because now, again, because it has to be feasible, and this is what Tosfos wants now with the end derech.
In according to.
Yeah. Okay. For said it. But what Tosfos means is, it's so not shachiach. It's not a reasonable thing to assume. It's sad that it's not shachiach. It's not something that we can be oiled adas with sincerely, right? So now that's what Tosfos is doing. He's saying by mana shlishi, right? People, when it's mufkad, he's not going to say, "Oh, I'm going to be makna to you with a kinyan suda da the 50 of achroshia shelcha." People don't do things like that.
It's also far fetched to say he paid half.
Why? Not at all. Loans are paid massive before you have in installments. I don't think so. But second of all, but more importantly, so what? Right? Let's just get what's Tosfos want. Tosfos is saying that basically it's got to be that it's Yecholel Yosemes by Mana Shlishi. That what Tosfos clearly wants is that he's saying it's too vital for us to entertain this as a side, and we will hold that it's a law I made. We know that it's not true. It can't be, right? Yeah, this is not what people do. Right, Mashiach came by here. No, we have a tzad. Right, so that will go with the Muchzakas. I can go with the Muchzakas. Right, okay. Now says Tosfos, aval ba'arbe, kiven she'ein Muchzakim bo, dina kol da'alim gva. Right, now, there's a knage in Lomdus over here, which is going to be very, very important. Yeah? Right? There's, and we're going to have to deal with this. I'm not going to fully explain this at this stage because I want to see the Rosh first and then we'll come back to this point. But how do you understand what Tosfos means? The Tosfos means, says, we have an unanswered hadi maida tafis hadi dehu. Yeah? And then, by manah shlishi, I have a problem which says, but hold on, eini yochol liot emet. It can't be that that's true. Right? So now what does that do? Does that now destroy the muchzakos? They say, well, they're not muchzakim anymore. The muchzakim says, anat sahadi that we told these day. But I know that that's not true. So what does that do? Does that now put me back to square one? Right now, but it says, no, so there's no muchzakos. Right? What's the longest?
Well, it could be that you're muchzak, but the MS is also a condition that you need to
But that's what I'm saying. That's what you're studying. Does it say, does the Eini Yechol Liot Emet, does it destroy the muchzakos? Or does it say, you are muhzak, but because there's something fishy with Anas Sadi, I have a fight over here. But you're still in halacha mugda as a muhzak, right? Yeah. What's that? Ma'atim omrim. So you should know this is a nidin in the olam hayeshivas, right? Yeah. Now, right? Now there's lechayra a poshta raya. There's a poshta raya, right? That I saw. Nochem brings this, right? The Rebbe also said this, right? Yeah. And we can, and it's going to be Madurk in Tosis in a minute as well, which is that you are still called a muhzuk. What's the raya? The raya on there's omek of it in this nakuda. We're going to come back to it at a later stage. But there's a poshta raya just in cheshbon, right? Because what's Tosfos saying? Tosfos says what's the whole flow of Tosfos, which is that if there's no muhzukus, so then the halacha is called dalim gvar. When in moment hamotu basafa kafita anaseim. What's the difference between yachloka? Because they're muhzakim. Ah, so by mana shlishi, right? So what's the din? They're muhzakim. But in yachol li yos emes. Why is it in called dalim gvar? If the lomda says that in yachol li yos emes ruins the muhzakus, and I go back to square one, so now the din should be called dalim gvar, right? Elowat. You see lachora in the cheshbon, right? It's muhrach that no, you're still called a muhzak. But I have a problem. I have another thing which is telling me ein yachol liyos emes, right? So, but that doesn't destroy the fact that you're both muhzakim. But I have this clash. I have the, you know, it's like a what's the thing? What happens when a unstoppable object hits some an unmovable obstacle? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, right. Yeah, philosopher shama. Right. Yeah, that's what I have over here. Right. That's what I have over here. That's the longest of what I have over here. Right. It's not pshat that it destroys the first thing. Now look what Tosfos says over here at the end as well. Ulusumchus afagav the ein muchzakim bo, right? Ve'ein achaluki yachol liyos emes. Why does he say those 2 points? Right? If ein achaluki liyos emes just means that you're not muchzakim bo, why does he have to say those as 2 separate points? Right? Yeah. Right? Ein achaluki liyos emes means that you're not muchzak. That's what that means. Ein muchzakim bo ve'ein yachol liyos emes. You've seen those are the 2 things, right? Yeah. Rabbi Sumcha, seeing as they're not two, heicha de'ika drara de'mamayna. When there's a drara de'mamayna, pirush shebelo tano seim yosafek lebeit yamos. So the end of that Tosfos is. And sumchus is obviously something categorically different. That's not a suffix that's kafita and asem. As ma alav yadenu, we are starting the Rosh Rabbi, so it will be 5 minutes longer. Right? Yeah. Okay. Elul. That's my key word here. Elul. Yeah. I can just blurt out elul and I win. Right? Yeah. Okay. Fine. Yeah. So now, right now, just for 5 minutes, I just want to open up the Rosh. As ma alav yadenu. Tosfos learns that the din in our Mishnah is yachol.
Doing so well, Rabbi.
Yeah. Right? Tosfos learns that the din, the chalukah of our Mishnah, is built on the fact that they're muhzakim, and the muhzakas tells me that you have to split. Right? You have to split. It's ki'ilu she'esh lo bevadai hachetzi. Now, let's have a look. The Rosh, goes al derech Tosfos. Al derech Tosfos, aval, in Lomdas it's different. Right, yeah. When in halacha, right? In my notes, I saw the Rabosha pointed this out. That in halacha, everyone brings the Rosh and Tosfos says one shita in the poskim, right? Yeah, and it's true in Pesach. But if we read carefully what the Rosh is doing over here, it's a totally different lomdus, right? Yeah. Okay. So now says the Rosh. Let's just open up the Rosh. I just want to be ma'oire the clues in the Rosh. When you see he's saying something totally different to Tosfos. Yeah? Now, Says the Rosh Simon Aleph. Shnayim ochzim etalit ze omen amitzatia ze omen amitzatia. Ubemakom shushel moitzak agam beishir ruba shel kutim. Tosfos just the Rosh just points out that we're dealing with a place where it's owned by goyim, right? That's why you're allowed to keep it. Otherwise, you'd have to be machriz. Ze omer kula sheli ve ze omer kula sheli. Ze yishav she'en lebapachem mechaz ze yishav she'en lebapachem mechaz ve yachloku. Now says the Rosh. Look at these words. The kiven de shnehem baim lefenenu muchzakim beguf atalit anu tsrichim lifsok lehu din chaluka. Seeing as they both come muchzak, we have to be paskening yachloku over here, right? And first of all, he doesn't say this in such an extreme way as Tosu says. Anan sahadi demar kilu shebadvada bavadei hachetzi. It's not like this, like, you know, kitzoni strong words. He doesn't say that. Right, it's not you, and the whole Rosh, he never says it like that. He never says it as strongly as Tosfos. He does say that because they're muchzakim, we have to split. He does say that, right? No shaila, right? And that's true, right? Okay, but if you look at the lashonos, they're not as strong. They're not as like, you know, right? Anan sahadi, the what he's holding is his, and kilu bavadai hachetzi. It's very strong, right? He doesn't say that, the Rosh. He says we have to paskin yachloku, tzrichim nifsok yachloku, right? Yeah, now. Look, the kol davar shanu roim biyad adam chashvinan lekiilu shelo. No, onon sahadi kibavada bavada achesi chashvinan lekiilu shelo. Right? Yeah. Afal pi shachem arva meshelihu. Even though somebody else is fighting on them, and now Tosus brings a totally different riot to Tosus. Right? Tosus never mentions Rabbi Nascha de Rabbi Abba. Right? Basically the case over there. Basically, someone owned this nascha, he chapped it, and he says, yeah, I did chap it from him, but it's mine, right? So we say you have to give it back, right? You have to give it back, right? But that's also point number two. Why does the Rosh bring this, and Tosus didn't feel the need to bring that, okay? Now, well, what's the difference in the rias? Now, look what he says. Helkach, i'efsha lifsak kan kol da'alim gva, kedamrim perches kaz abatim, gabe arbe. So it says, because Chashvinim, I can't paskin kol da'alim gva. What's the nigun in the Rosh? The nigun in the Rosh is that if it was up to me, I'd like to paskin kol da'alim gva. Right? Kol da'alim gva, but etzem is a better option. Right? Aval ma'ase, right? My hands are tied. Right? When I see someone coming in as a muhzuk, right? My hands are tied. I have to be nohek ki'ilu, right? Chashvinenle, that each one has half. And now, I'm manua from paskin in kol da'alim gva. Right? I can't paskin kol da'alim gva. The way the Olam Yeshiva says this is that the Rosh holds that the muchzakus doesn't tell me to split. It prevents me from being able to paskin kol da'alim gva. Right? But you see in the Rosh, right, that be'etzem he'd like to paskin kol da'alim gva. Why? Right? Let's see a bit weiter. Look. The hasam shiny. Right? By arba it's different. She'ena echad mehen muchzakim ba badava shema'aren alav. Ve'en bedin mechayevin limchot. The bedin have to mish in and get involved. Right? Limi sheba likach dava she'en anu yodim shel mihu. Ve'hu ma shelohu. Helkach ein roi lifsak lehen din chaluka. Shema nafsid leechal mehen sheloka din. Says the Rosh over there by Arbe, I don't see that anyone's a muhzik. I have nothing in din which is telling me that he has a right to half. Right? So now I don't want to get involved. You're teltov not for me to get involved because yachloku, because maybe it's not both of theirs. Maybe it's haka only ones, and I end up doing something that is not tzedek because I lock it in. Right? Yeah. Right. So now look what he says. And then look at these words. Look at this. And then he says, look, v'yoter ra'ui lomar lehem dekol mishit gaber yado b'koach o b'rayot shizke. Right? It's better to say kol da'alim gva. Right? Al zeh shemisha adinimo karov la'avirai, because what's the svara? The svara is that if it is actually his boat, he's probably got a picture of him on the fishing trip with his dad from when he was a kid. He's got some raya. Right? If it actually is his, right? He'll have some sort of raya. A person that it's really his, he's cheesed off, right? The righteous indignation. He's going to go for it, right? Yeah, okay? And also the Ganav is going to say, what am I going to gain? He's going to have a rise. He's going to have the picture with his dad, and I'm going to lose, right? So says the Rosh. But Etzem, I prefer to do Kol Da'an Gvar. Kol Da'an Gvar is a better hachra over here. Now, what's the issue over here? What do you see in the Rosh over here? What does he like about Kol Da'an Gvar? What he likes about Kol Da'an Gvar is because it seems to be that it's a machriya. You'll actually get to the emet. It's not a machriya in din, but the emet will be revealed, right? Because there's a svara here. The guy that is really his, right, will think. But when I'm a muhzak, my hands are tied now. I can't do kol da alim gvar, right? I can't do kol da alim gvar. I've got to be noig that they both own half. I'm stopped from doing kol da alim gvar. I'm going to stop there, right? Yeah, I'm going to stop there. Right, okay. sigh of relief.
Just for Dan.
But here in the Rosh, this is the beginning of the opening up of the Rosh. The Rosh is not going al derech ha-Tosfos in this respect, right? Tosfos is saying that the Anas Ahadi forces me to say, if I was to ask Tosfos, Rabbeinu, right? Why, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, right? When they're muhzik, why can't you say kol da'an gvar? So someone wouldn't say to me, because when they're muhzik, you can't do kol da'an gvar, right? Say, no. The muhzik tells you, sheshlo bevaday achetzi, ata chayav lachlok, right? Yeah? According to the Rosh, it sounds like all the muhzik did was remove kol da'an gvar from the table. It takes that away from me. If I could, I would do Kol Da'an Gvar. But I'm not allowed to do that anymore because it's like I'm condoning Zayla. Because now I see in something in front of me which is telling me that each one owns half. They have a Mechzakas on half. And I can't, as a Beis Din, allow that to happen. So now I have to employ something else, which is the Yachloku, which is Mana says it, B'diavad. I'm not getting to the Emet over here, right? That is the beginning. Of the Rosh. You have to see the whole Rosh, right? See what's the omek of this machloket between Tosu and the Rosh, and open it up. And then we have to see the Tosu and Bava Kama and see the Riva. Okay, Shabbat Shalom.